Welcome to the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, where it's all about slashing your debt and taxes and creating a liberated lifestyle. And now, your host, with a love of fantasy books and funk, and a hatred of running more than 3 miles, Dave Denniston.
Hey, this is Dave Denniston, and welcome back to the latest episode of the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast. Well, in medicine, we talk a lot about prevention. And have you ever felt like you were preaching to the choir? And maybe in the process, you let your own health slip. And then maybe you need some help and some tips with taking care of your own health. And I know there are some doctors, they're happy, they're healthy, and then there's some of us that are just struggling. We're struggling with burnout. We're struggling with the grind of practicing medicine. And sometimes I know we tell patients to do as we say, but not as we do. And I had the pleasure of meeting our next guest at a conference a couple of months ago, and it turns out I was shocked she knew my wife, and we got to chatting more, and I was pleasantly surprised to find out she's speaking to physicians across the country on health and wellness. As a matter of fact, she is a nationally recognized name in the fitness industry. She has her own TV show, which airs nationally every single week on the NRB network. Her Visibly Fit TV show also airs on several other networks and local markets across the country. And in addition, she's been featured as a contributor for Diet.com, Best Ever You Magazine, Better Self, and many others. Now, in addition to all of that, she's authored several books, including Every Woman's Guide to Personal Power. Please help me welcome Wendy Pett. Well, welcome, Wendy.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, I'm so glad you're here. Well, let's kick this off. Tell us a bit about you. Now, I mentioned in the intro, you've been working with physicians, you have your own TV show, you have your numerous writings. So tell us about how you've gotten to where you're at right now, and tell us about your journey.
Well, the journey really all started by quote-unquote accidents. But you and I both know, and those listening know, that most accidents are really not accidents. They are there to propel you to where you're supposed to be in life. And when I say accident, I was in a snowmobile accident over 15 years ago. And long story short, was going about 55 miles an hour and got off the trail I was on. And as I was trying to get back on the trail, I hit a snow-covered culvert, which sent me flying through the sled, and I hit a tree. Oops. And I was unconscious. So it was a major accident that propelled me to where I am now. I was unconscious. I broke my clavicle. Tore a bunch of shoulder muscles, and again, long story short, the orthopedic surgeon wanted me to have surgery on my shoulder to fix the issue with the muscles that were torn and damaged. And really, I'm stubborn, and I knew there was a better way to do it naturally and to do it on my own, because our bodies are self-healing if we give it the right time and tools and that kind of thing. So I actually started doing the exercises that I teach today, and it healed my body naturally, and the orthopedic surgeon was shocked. Now, I'm not saying that there's not a time and a place for an orthopedic surgeon, because there is. But in my particular instance, I was able to heal my body naturally with the exercises. It's all using, it's called Visibly Fit, but it's more like moving isometrics, if you will. It's a lot of mind-muscle connection type moves, and we can go through it and talk about that a little bit later. But that's really what propelled me into my journey. I've always been a student of physical culture. I've taught aerobics and dance and all kinds of things throughout the years, kickboxing, you name it. But teaching Visibly Fit really began by quote-unquote accident. And since then, really the door has been opened for me to write books and create Visibly Fit DVDs and a TV show and really help really be a tool myself to help others know that there are other options for healing and also for preventative, to build your body stronger without putting stress on your joints, tendons, and ligaments. So that's really how it got started, and that's where I am today, and I'm really on a mission to just help anyone that is interested in getting having a better lifestyle. And really, I know that we're talking to physicians here. I help to teach and train at a health immersion. It's in Florida, but they actually now have them across the country. We're doing one-day events. These health immersions started out as a week long, And the transformation within this 1 week is amazing. And it's physician-led. It has actually opened the door to something called the Plantrician Project, which is all for physicians. It's a conference. It's about a 3-day conference out in California, which is very well attended. About 500 to 600 physicians attend, and it's growing by leaps and bounds. And we started doing one-day events. They're called Total Health Days. And it's really about educating the public and physicians about how nutrition and exercise can really be that preventative piece and help to heal what may be currently the issue with their patients. The physician that leads...
So let me interrupt you there real quick. So,
okay, go ahead. I'm
obviously, no problem. That's what we're here for. So let me just think about just for a moment. You know, physicians, obviously, they love educating their patients.
Mm-hmm.
And your role is partially in educating physicians. And, mm-hmm. But one of my big concerns out there today is with burnout and all these major problems doctors mm-hmm. are having today with staying in practice is often their own personal health, you know, is
for sure.
coming under attack. What
mm-hmm.
are you seeing? You know, in talking to the physicians you are, what are you seeing in terms of personal health for doctors?
Yeah, I'm seeing just like you said, they are at burnout. I mean, they are tapped out. They are stressed out. They are just exhausted. They're not eating healthy. They're not exercising the way that they'd like to. You know, you mentioned that earlier when you were doing the introduction that, you know, they're prescribing certain things to their patients and they're not doing it themselves. And really we want to get that turned around because more is caught than taught. So if I'm going to a physician that is healthy and looks healthy and well and strong and vivacious, has tons of energy and all those things, it helps me as a patient, to trust my physician even more. And so it's kind of that thing of, you know, put yourself first, kind of in the airplane, you know, put your own oxygen first, then put on the
yeah.
oxygen mask to the person next to you. It's really that kind of emergency here because we need physicians. Physicians, you know, they've been trained to diagnose and treat, and they've done a lot of schooling. They have a lot of wisdom, but, you know, they're also just people, just like us. And when they're stressed out to the max and there's no time and margin left in their day, then they put their own health last. I mean, they're just exhausted at the end of the day. I have my naturopath degree, and, you know, in that space of wellness, I know that even when I'm working with my own clients, you know, it's more or less my empathy kind of gets in the way, which is interesting. And I've noticed that. I was talking to my husband about it, how empathy can be used as a strength, but it can also be more of a weakness if you allow your patients or your clients to their heavy burdens and their illnesses to become affecting you. And so I think sometimes that happens in the field of wellness because we do want our patients and our clients to be healed. We want to give them the best service and recommendations that we can, and then we end up putting ourselves last or taking on everything that they are going through and bring it home with us. And we just can't allow that. And so it's time to put ourselves first on some level and get healthy and strong so that we can care for those that we are called to care for effectively.
So I want you just to picture for a moment, you're out there speaking, you see a doctor out there and
mm-hmm.
they come to talk to you afterwards. And they're kind of in this moment where they're, you can hear the struggle in their voice. You can hear them talking about their health. If you could give that doctor that wants some help, sees that their personal health, you know, it's just kind of not going the way it should, what would be one action item, one piece of advice that you would give that person, something they could walk away with and implement at home?
Well, you know, really your health is your wealth. Right. So if we don't have our health, then we can't do what we're called to do. And so as a physician, someone that's, you know, crying out more or less of what do I do? How do I change this hamster on a wheel kind of thing I'm on and really start caring for myself? How do I make these small changes? And I say it just by that, start making small changes because those small changes add up. So do the simple things. Do the simple things like, you know, carry a water bottle with you everywhere you go and drink water often, right? Because so many times we're just dehydrated and you don't even take the time to drink water. Set your, you know, smartphone at the top of every hour and do a quick 3 to 5 minutes of a workout. Believe it or not, it adds up and it increases your metabolism. It keeps your mind clear for your patients for the day. It's just doing those small little things that make a big difference. And so that's what I would recommend. Just start tweaking and making those small adjustments. And when it comes to nutrition, you know, that's a big piece. That's a big, big piece. So how are you fueling your body? And when we are fueling our body with live foods, then we are more alive. So those God-given foods, you know, the vegetables, the fruits, the whole grains, the lean proteins, and the proteins are, you know, it can be found in plant-based foods. And so I think a lot of people resort to the meat for that protein, but we're not in that conversation yet. We can go there in a second and talk about why. But as physicians know that most disease comes from inflammation in the body, and inflammation is a resort of an injury. It's a resort from the foods that we're eating, the damage that we're doing to our bodies environmentally, those kind of things. So how do we eliminate the inflammation so that we don't even have to deal with the disease? And that's even on a personal level. Let's get the inflammation out of our bodies so that we aren't as tired and exhausted and those kind of things so that we can really take care of our patients effectively.
Oh, that's great advice. One thing I've been doing lately, and you're going to love this, I was getting some personal coaching myself, and what my coach had suggested was every morning when you get up to write down or speak aloud or something your ideal life. Mm-hmm. So maybe if something's like your health, how do you picture yourself? What are you doing? What are you eating? And envision yourself doing that. So I think incorporating what you were just talking about in something like that could be so powerful for people. So I'd encourage everyone, think about what do you want your ideal health to look like, and then implement some of this stuff Wendy's going to be talking about.
For sure. It's good. It's good.
Well, let's talk about the nutrition then real quick. You know, so obviously a lot of things we talk about nowadays, organic, you know, we hear about almond milk, we hear about some of the things you were talking about. Tell me about maybe a couple of things that people may not know that may surprise them.
All right. Well, you know, as I was alluding to, going more of a plant-based diet, the Plantrition Project is really all about a plant-based diet. And it's led by one of my dear friends, and he's an incredible physician, Dr. Scott Stoll. And I encourage you to look him up and also go to the Plantrition Project.org to learn more. But he... you know, him and Dr. Greger, there's several physicians that are involved, and it's really how plants, they have the phytochemicals, they have all the minerals and the nutrients that our body just craves. And typically, you know, we go to what sounds good or what our bodies want. You know, ooh, I'm craving that, whatever, chicken sandwich or hamburger or whatever you're drawn to, but that's really not what your body
wants.
Chocolate
cake.
Yeah, exactly, right? So it's the sugar, fats, and salts that we are addicted to as a society, and this is what's causing so much disease is the sugar, fats, and salt, and especially the sugar, and the fats. But if we can get that out of our system and start eating a plant-based diet that's rich with those phytonutrients and the phytochemicals, it's going to help to fight disease in our body and you know, grow our bodies at a cellular level that is just a machine, I mean, ready to do the work that we're called to do, a healthy machine. And so, you know, a lot of people, I was talking about protein. A lot of people think, oh, I got to get my protein from meat. Well, you know, broccoli, let's say 100 calories of broccoli has more protein than 100 calories of sirloin steak. Now, that's shocking for a lot of people. People don't realize
that.
So they think, oh, I got to have, you know, that meat. But you don't. Meat really causes the body to become acidic, which causes inflammation in the body. So we need an alkaline body, and that's one of the ways to do it is to ditch the meat. Another way is to ditch the dairy. And I know that people are like, oh, my gosh, what about my cheese and what about milk and this and that? Well, you know, dairy really makes the body acidic as well, which makes the body inflamed. And dairy can be a culprit for a lot of allergies and that kind of thing. I'm not saying anything that physicians listening probably don't already know. But it's really just putting that into practice in their own life because it does make a difference.
Well, it's, you know, I'm trying to picture in my mind, what does this look like, right? You know, what would I have for breakfast? What would I have for lunch? What would I have for dinner? You know, I'm thinking, oh, gosh, broccoli, smoothies with kale. You know, it's like I'm just thinking about it. I'm like, that doesn't sound so good. So give me an example of what does breakfast, lunch, and dinner look like using this plant philosophy?
Yeah. No, that's a great question. And remember what I said a minute ago about simple steps, just making one little small change at a time. So you probably wouldn't do it all at once. You would gradually take off something on your plate that isn't healthy and good for you and add on, you know, a salad or add on some cooked greens or whatever. But for me, for instance, the first thing I eat every morning is I have a bowl of steel-cut oats with berries, and I have a little cinnamon on there and some chia seeds. And that's my meal, and I'm satisfied. That's exactly what, you know, my body wants. And then I have a snack if I'm hungry, you know, maybe around 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning, and that may be as small as, you know, a small handful of raw almonds, or you know, maybe it's a half of a banana or something of that nature. And then lunchtime is definitely, if you start looking at your plate, for instance, like half of your plate eating it as a salad. Half of the plate is just a raw, beautiful, colorful salad. As many vegetables, pile it high as much as you want, that's great. The dressing is what gets you. So steer clear of the dressing. And, you know, I just squeeze a lemon on there, and you can put spices on there, and you're good to go. Your palate does change. And it's amazing once you start eating this way how if you do taste something that's full of sugar or full of salt, you are aware. You're like, ooh, that doesn't taste so good anymore. And your body reacts differently. Like if I have something that, let's just talk about the holiday meals that just happened. You know, there's maybe a sugary thing that I had. And because, you know, I'm human, I indulge a little bit too. I mean, the next day I woke up and my eyes were puffy. Your body does respond. But the problem is we've ignored those signals for so long that it finally just gives up and says, fine, I'm not going to tell you anymore. And then it becomes the bigger issue where it has to get your attention. So we don't want that. We want to be more treat in a preventative matter. And so that's really where it's at. But, yeah, it's cooked greens, it's beans, it's grains like quinoa. And you can do so many things. There's recipes that are endless, and you never get bored.
Well, you know, I have to be real with you. Well, one thing that I think about, in addition to some of the menu stuff, is when I think about organic, I think about quinoa, I think about some of this other stuff, I think about expensive, which I know some people say, well, how expensive would it be if you have diabetes and have medical stuff?
Right, exactly.
But realistically, on a day-to-day budget, you know, if you're talking to someone, let's say they're a resident, they're a fellow, where a young physician just transitioned to practice, they have a few $100,000 in medical school debt, and it's like, can I really afford on a day-to-day basis to have this kind of stuff? You know, what would you say to someone like that?
Yeah, I would just say, you know, do what you can and, you know, figure out what the dirty dozen are and the clean 15 and do what you can as far as the organic is concerned there. You know,
The dirty dozen.
Yeah. So like your apples, strawberries, celery, cucumbers, all of those, spinach, kale, those really need to be organic. Okay. Mm. The other ones you don't have to worry as much about. So if you can really stick with that dirty dozen list and do organic with those first and foremost, then, you know, you're probably going to be okay. If you can go all organic, that's even better. If you can grow your own, that's even better. But, you know, let's get real. So we just have to start where we are and do the best we can and be aware of why we do this. And it is because of the pesticides in the produce. And it's a problem. And that's causing disease in the long run, too. So as physicians, we want to be as healthy as we can. And yes, on a budget, you can still do it. You know, I just made split pea soup the other night. Okay, a bag of peas was under $2, you know, and that's fed us almost all week, you know, that and a salad and something else. So you can stretch it. You just have to get creative, all right? So, but you can definitely do it.
All right, that's fair. That's fair. And actually,
and also,
I mean,
go through a co-op. A co-op is a great way to you know, cut costs as well.
Well, you know, I was thinking about it. You know what probably the biggest part of our grocery bill is outside of pull-ups and stuff for the kiddo? You know what I think it is?
Mm-hmm. What?
I think it's meat. You know, if you take
at
the most expensive
stuff.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's probably, you know, you go to Costco, get a bag of chicken breast, you know, it's like $25 just for the big old bag, right? So, you know, that stuff
Think of how many beans you can buy for $25.
I have no idea. It must be a lot.
Yeah, beans and greens, Dave. Beans and greens. That's where we want to be.
All right. Well, yeah. Well, now I want you to think about, Wendy, you know, maybe you've seen someone that's applied this. Outside of yourself, I don't know anyone who's doing this, but I want you to think about maybe physicians you've seen that have applied this, perhaps the gentleman you were talking about. How have you seen applying this diet, applying this lifestyle, changing some people's lives? Can you tell us a couple stories?
Yeah. Well, first I'm going to start with Dr. Scott Stoll. And he and his family, you know, I can't relay his entire story to you, but I'll do the best I can. But he has practiced for many, many years, and his patients kept coming to him saying, you know, I'm just feeling this and feeling that pain. And as a physician, you walk away going, gosh, how can I help this person? Because that's why we're in this wellness field and to begin with, is to help people get healthy and well. And so it just kept gnawing at him, and how could he help this particular person? And people were coming to him with all these other issues and you know, mentally and spiritually. And it wasn't just the physical, but it all played a role because it is a mind-body-spirit piece. It's all connected. And so when he sat down and talked to a couple of his patients, you know, he realized that, you know, he wrote out a prescription instead of a medical, you know, a pharmaceutical prescription. He wrote out a prescription for a diet because it just seemed that that's where he was led to write out the prescription was for a diet. And so he wrote that out. And then next thing you know, it was for smoothies. It was something really simple, like smoothies in the morning, whatever. Then his patients were coming back talking about how they didn't have the aches and the pains, and they were feeling better, and they were having, you know, clarity of thought and just all those kinds of things. And so then he really started to dive into it and read all the books he could on it. And so, you know, as a physician, they're trained to diagnose and treat. But 75% of our nation's healthcare costs are tied into the treatment of prevention, right?
Right.
And so,
right.
And lifestyle related more than not. And so as a result of the standard American diet, it's really affected where our health is today. And so he just really did a lot of studying and found out that the more he wrote prescriptions for clean eating and a plant-based diet, his patients were getting healed. They were coming back saying, you know what, I feel great. I don't have that ache and pain in my knee anymore. I don't feel the arthritis, the fibromyalgia. I mean, all these things were just like, whoa, this is amazing. So he kept doing more and more research and found that this is really altering the lives of his patients. And so people are getting off blood pressure meds, their cholesterol's down. I mean, you name it, that's what's happening. And so he himself, he has 6 children, and they implemented this into their family and have for the last 12 or 13 years, and all their children eat this way. They eat completely clean, grow a lot of their own vegetables, but they haven't been sick in years. And so I think that's part of it, too. As a physician, you're around a lot of sick patients. You can't put yourself out there to contract whatever they're bringing in to your office. So you have to be healthy and well. And so how do you do that? By fueling your body with the right nutrients to fight it and fight it effectively so that you're strong. So anyway, so he really has led the charge in this and so many others that are doing this as well. But it has really been apparent that it's all about, you know, nutrition and exercise. And we have one gentleman that went through, now this is the public, but after, I believe it was 17 months, he's down 215 pounds.
Jeez.
He's now, he's remarkable. He was on the cover of Vegan magazine. He was on the cover of I mean, people are reaching out left and right to hear his story because it's made such a difference in his life and his health. I mean, he was really in dire straits when he came to see us. So
well,
it works.
Awesome. Well, but besides any of your own materials, one of the things I love to do is give people great tools, great resources. So regarding strengthening our health, regarding strengthening our bodies, what are some great books or programs that you would recommend to residents, fellows, practicing physicians?
Yeah, well, I definitely want to recommend the Plantrition Project. So go to that website, plantritionproject.org. Also go to totalhealthdays.com and check those out. Because I think you'll find information there at those conferences very useful and beneficial. You know, there's a lot of great things out there that you can apply. I mean, even if it's something as simple as listening to your podcast, for instance, or another podcast that they can do while they're in between their patients that will be uplifting and encouraging and motivating. I mean, even like a Tony Robbins on some level, right? I mean, whoever it is that kind of gets you pumped up and puts in, you know, words are currency. And so when you're being fed the right words and keeping you in a state of health minded, as opposed to, like I said, when I kind of allowed my empathy to step in, and it can really derail you and make you depressed. And that's where it took me for a while until I got a grip on it. So you got to stay. For me, I stay in God's word. There's other things out there that maybe for you, like I said, Tony Robbins or whatever it is, that will keep you grounded and keep you in a place of a state of, like I said, of a healthy individual. Keep you
awesome.
Strong because our words are powerful.
That's right. Absolutely. And there's so much more that we just don't have time to cover that I'd love to ask about, whether exercise or stuff like that. But do you have any other mm-hmm. closing thoughts that you think doctors out there, our listeners, should be aware of?
You know, I think it's just to realize that you're human. We all are just doing our best. And to just continue to have that passion and to go full force in what you do, because you are needed and you have we need you. We need you to be healthy as a society. And especially with the way our world is shaping right now, with the just a obesity epidemic and all the things that are going on, we need physicians to tell us the truth. And right now, some people are able to go online and look up or try to look up their own diagnosis. And so I don't want them to be frustrated, feeling like there's, you know, too many other people telling them what they may have, because you are the one that went to school. You are the one that has been educated, and just know that we need you, and we need you to be healthy. So do what you have to do. Take the time in your day and put yourself first so that you can serve others best. And that's really my message. Put yourself first. It's okay.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being with us, Wendy. If people have more questions, how can they get in contact with you?
Yeah, have them go to wendypett.com, which is WendiePett.com. And I do have some free exercises there that I'll share my Visibly Fit program there. Also, you can go to your show notes, and I will be giving away a bundle of my Visibly Fit DVDs that I know the physicians would really enjoy. So they could win one of those, and they can apply it throughout their day as they are doing their practice, so they can become stronger and have more energy.
Oh, well, awesome. Well, thank you so much. And with this generous offer, I think what I'd like to do is, in order to win this set of DVDs, what I'd like folks to do when they go to the show notes, make a comment. Let us know what you think about the podcast, and let us know about you and your story. What's something with your health that you want help with? And let us know about you. And Wendy and I will review over those comments. And within a month of this podcast going out, we will select a winner. Does that sound good, Wendy?
Great idea. Yes, fantastic.
Cool. Well, again, thank you so much. If you are a physician, if you're someone else servicing physicians and you want to tell your story, you want to grapple with tough issues like these ones, get on the soapbox for a few minutes, I would love to share it too in the next Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast. Make sure to contact me at dave@daviddeniston.com or on my website, drfreedompodcast.com. For the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, this is Dave Deniston. Thank you so much for joining us. Make sure to subscribe, review the podcast, and check in again soon. Have a good
one. Hey, this is Dave Deniston. I hope you liked today's episode. If you did, hey, please do me a favor and go into iTunes and give this a 5-star review. We have to get those reviews on up so more people can discover how to slash their debt and their taxes and creating a liberated lifestyle. As a matter of fact, each month I'm giving out a prize package to one of our reviewers for the month. So make sure to go to iTunes right now and place your review. Thanks so much, and I'll talk to you next time.